Indiana lawmakers are considering a measure that would allow children as young as 12 years old to be tried as an adult in the criminal justice system. WFYI's Jill Sheridan spoke with Marion County Prosecutor Ryan Mears, who has joined others in speaking out against the proposal. He says it is at odds with the juvenile justice system.
The purpose of the juvenile system is really to see what we can do to help address whatever the underlying needs or cause that kids have that put them in the position where they find themselves having contact with law enforcement. And I think it's always important to remind ourselves of that when we start addressing, you know, how can we best help juveniles? Number one, you can't give up on kids. They're not finished products. And so it's important to give them every opportunity to continue to grow and develop and make changes. And the other point I think is really important is juveniles don't really have control over their environment. If you are in a difficult situation, if you're going through it, you know, come from a disadvantaged background, if you're 12 or 13 years old, you can't get a job, you can't drive a car, it's not like you can take yourself out of that difficult situation or environment, you're kind of stuck. And so we've not only punished them with a difficult upbringing, but then we've also said, now we're going to hold you accountable for this environment that you had no control over.
Those root causes, many kids, you know, having trauma in their lives, coming from, like you said, extremely disadvantaged positions, possibly altering their whole life by sending them to prison or jail.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that we encountered the other day was we had a kid who was in our juvenile system, and he was going to the school every night to sleep because he didn't have a warm place to sleep. Think about that environment and think about the challenges that child's facing. And then maybe when they act out, people are surprised. Well, why is this kid acting out? It's because they don't have that baseline of having a place, a stable place to stay, being in a stable environment, having positive adults in their life. And because of that, they make some tough choices or maybe some choices that we wish they wouldn't. But I don't think the solution is saying, well, we're going to treat you like an adult and we're going to give you effectively a life sentence before you even graduate middle school.
Is it true that, you know, juveniles are much better served in the juvenile justice system?
No question. And they're around other juveniles, too. And it's important for those kids to know that they have the opportunity to take advantage of services. And those kids have the opportunity to also be around other individuals. They have the opportunity to continue their education around their peers as opposed to people who are much older. I mean, and candidly, the adult system's not really cut out to handle juveniles. It is a totally different ball game. There's not nearly as many services available in adult court as there is in juvenile court. And so it's important for us to recognize that when we make that decision to charge someone as an adult, it's going to have a tremendous impact on that child's life.
Here in Marion County, we obviously have a number of juveniles that are involved in the justice system. Can you talk specifically about here and how these young people will not be, you know, having their needs met?
I think it's important for us to recognize, number one, the juvenile system is far from perfect. And there are a number of changes that we need to institute to help do a better job of providing kids with the tools to be successful moving forward. And that's incumbent upon all of us. That's our school system. That's the prosecutor's office. That's law enforcement. That's the public defender agency. That's the judges. We all need to come together and do a better job of forming a support system for these kids. We've definitely slowed down just sending juveniles to the Juvenile Department of Corrections, just sending them to jail. We do try to take advantage of services and opportunities outside of incarceration. There's still a ways to go.
Thank you so much for talking today.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate it.
That was Marion County Prosecutor Ryan Mears speaking with WFYI's City Desk reporter Jill Sheridan about Senate Bill 449.